根据圣经，真耶稣教会有三种典礼。
According to the Bible, a True Jesus Church holds three sacraments.
啊，所谓典礼就是跟得救有关的仪式。
And the sacrament has the direct relation to salvation.
第一个是洗礼。
The first is baptism.
要洗掉我们的罪。
Baptism will wash away our sins.
第二个是洗脚礼。
The second is foot washing.
要跟主有份。
And to have part with Christ.
第三个圣餐礼。
Third is holy communion.
啊，要领受主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血。
And is to receive the Lord's body and His blood.
这三个典礼都是主耶稣做过榜样。
And these three sacraments have Jesus has shown an example before.
而且也是主耶稣吩咐我们去做的。
It's also something that the Lord commanded us to do.
我们感谢主，有一个弟兄来加入我们尔湾教会。
We thank the Lord that a brother has been added to our church.
这是神亲自很奇妙的带领。
This is God's miraculous guidance.
我们愿主能够祝福我们下一次有更多人来受洗。
We also ask the Lord that we hope that we may have more members added to the flock in the future.
所以圣经说，流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
我们灵会结束，就是我们要准备下一次的灵会的事。
The conclusion of our spiritual convocation is the beginning of a new one.
那在洗脚礼之前啊，我们来读一段圣经。
Before we perform the foot washing, let us read a few verses from the scripture.
约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
第一节。
John 13 verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
洗脚礼。是从十三章第一节开始记载。
Foot washing was recorded beginning from verse 1 in chapter 13.
那在记载洗脚礼之前，先记载啊，主耶稣爱世间属自己的人。
And before describing the process of foot washing, it mentioned here that Jesus loved his own who were in the world.
然后爱他们到底。
And he loved them to the end.
哦，这个到底啊，就是指着啊，时间上来说，就是生命的最后一口气。
This to the end, according to our physical life, means to our last breath.
以程度来讲，是最后一滴血。
Which means that our last drop of blood.
那为什么洗脚礼要先提到主耶稣的爱
？So why does the foot washing talk about the Lord's love?
腓立比书里面这样说。
What does foot washing have to do with the Lord's love? In Philippians, it says.
我们看这个腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第六节。
Philippians 2 verse 6.
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men.
他本来是神啊。
He was God.
然后他。降世为人
，But he came into this earth as a man.
这个是很大的牺牲啊。
This is a great sacrifice.
是往下降
，to descend, lower himself.
降为仆人
，and he descended and lowered himself as a bond servant.
这是更大的牺牲。
This is an even greater sacrifice.
这个牺牲是出于爱
，and this sacrifice comes from love.
为着让我们跟他有份。
In order so that we may have part with him.
所以在洗脚礼之前特别提到这是主的爱。
And so before the actual foot washing, we often mention about the Lord's love.
那今天教会的圣职人员代表主耶稣，奉耶稣的名替我们洗脚。
And today the church minister, on behalf of Lord Jesus Christ, washed the feet in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这个就是代表主耶稣在洗我们的脚。
And this represents or signifies the Lord washing our feet.
我们在加拿大有一个教会，有一个回教徒来信主。
In Canada, we have a church where a Muslim woman came to believe.
就在洗脚的时候，她忽然间发现整个物质界不见了，看到主耶稣在洗她的脚。
And during her foot washing, she noticed that the whole physical world, physical realm was.Disappeared, and only the Lord was before her, washing her feet.
她非常受感动
and she was deeply touched.
哎，洗脚礼完
and after foot washing,
哎，就 周围的人又出现了，主耶稣不见。
And everyone be around her appeared again, and the Lord disappeared.
所以确实，我们照着圣经的教训去做，就有神的同在，神的祝福。
Truly, if we follow just according to the Scripture, according to the words of the Lord Jesus, He will abide with us.
所以基督教理啊，这是要跟我们使我们跟主有份的一个很重要的典礼。
And so this sacrament of foot washing is an important sacrament for us to have part with the Lord.
我们来看13章，约翰福音13章。
Let's read John 13.
第六节。
John 13 verse 6.
哀悼西门，彼得就对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
这在彼得有一点犹豫。
Peter was a little confused here.
因为耶稣是主。
Peter hesitated because he felt that the Lord was the master.
耶稣是老师。
And he was the teacher, the rabbi.
犹太人没有这个风俗的。
And the Jews did not have this kind of custom.
老师洗学生的脚。
For a teacher to wash the people's feet.
主人洗仆人的脚。
For the servant to wash, the master to wash the servant's feet.
这个不是他们的文化。
This is not in their culture.
所以他不敢接受。
And so he dared not accept it.
但是第七节。
In verse 7.
主耶稣说，我做的你不知道。
But in verse 7, Jesus said, what I am doing, you do not understand now.
后来你必明白。
But you will know after this.
那为什么现在不知道？
So why did Peter not understand this now?
因为他讲的是奥秘。
Because what Jesus spoke of was profound.
那后来为什么明白？
And so why did he know after this?
神开他的心，他就明白了。
For God opened his heart later and he understood.
所以我们看基督教界很多把洗脚礼当作典礼跟得救有关的，大概只有真耶稣教会。
And so out of many of the denominations and churches out there, only the true Jesus Church treats the sacrament of foot washing as having a direct relationship with having part with Jesus and having direct relationship with the salvation.
因为大部分的教会都没有洗脚。
For many churches do not perform foot washing.
即使有洗脚也把它当作是一种教训性。
And even if they do perform foot washing, they treat it as a lesson or a teaching.
那我们初代的工人从圣灵启示受到启示，知道这是典礼。
And our early workers received the revelation, and they knew that foot washing had to do with salvation.
所以我们在有洗脚礼。
And so that is why we perform it.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得说：“你永远不可洗我的脚。”
Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet."
这是站在一个人在这个文化的这个系统之下，他不敢接受。
This is coming from a person within his culture. He was raised not to allow this to happen.
耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
But Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
这与主无份，这个是大事情了。
And so this is a great thing to not have a part with Christ.
跟主耶稣这么久，还跟他没有份。
For a disciple to follow Jesus for so long and to not have a part with him.
那这很严重啊。
This is a very great thing.
所以彼得就改变了。
And so this is serious. And so Peter changed.
第九节。
Verse 9.
主啊，不但脚跟手也要洗。
And so Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only.
第十节。
Not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
耶稣说，洗过脚的把脚一起全身就干净。
But in verse 10, Jesus said to him, he who has bathed needs only to wash his feet.
所以这本身是奥秘啊，我们就是照着主耶稣讲的接受洗脚，就是要跟主有份。
So what the Lord says here is profound, but we need to just do according to what he instructs us to have part with him.
所以这是洗脚礼的奥秘性。
This is the profound mystery regarding sacrament of foot washing.
那三个典礼都有它的奥秘性。
And the three sacraments each have their own profoundness.
比方说洗礼有主的宝血，这个很难用理性解释。
For example, it's very irrational for us to understand that the baptism truly has the blood of Jesus Christ in there.
但这是奥秘。
But it is profound.
我们这样相信，就有很多人看到主的宝血。
And we believe, we have faith in this, and there are many people who have testified of seeing the blood of Christ in the water.
那圣餐礼祝谢之后，这就是主的身体。
And after a blessing or giving thanks to the bread and to the bread during Holy Communion, it becomes the Lord's body.
物质没有改变。
And although the physical bread did not change,
但是这是主的身体，这也是奥秘。
But this is the body of Christ. It is a profound mystery.
所以彼得接受洗脚。
And so here Peter accepted.
那洗脚礼有它的教训性。
And foot washing also has its teachings.
我们刚刚读的第十节，你们是干净，然而不都是干净。
We read in verse 10 earlier, you are clean, but not all of you.
那十一节主耶稣就解释。
But 11, Lord explained.
说他知道要卖他是谁，所以说不都是干净。
He knew who would betray him, and so he said, you are not all clean.
因为犹大要卖他。
Because Judas was going to betray him.
不干净就是有罪。
And if you are not clean, that indicates that you have sinned.
所以主耶稣洗脚是要感动他，让他能够悔改回头。
And so Jesus wanted to wash his feet in order to move him so that he may turn back from what he was about to do.
主耶稣没有纪念他要卖他的罪。
Jesus did not remember his betrayal.
主耶稣从心里赦免他，接纳他，洗他的脚。
Jesus did not remember the sin of his betrayal, but rather he accepted him and forgave him and washed his feet.
有的人觉得我信主这么久，洗脚礼道理听太多了。
And so many people have believed in the Lord for a long time. They've heard many, many teachings regarding foot washing.
其实如果洗脚礼的道理真的行出来，
But if we truly perform the lesson from foot washing,
就是我们对别人真正的赦免跟包容，
which means we can truly forgive and bear and accept another's sins,
那教会大家都像一个身体啊，一个家庭，
then we will truly become like one body, one family.
所以这个赦免跟包容，如果我们做不到，那洗脚礼的道理就是新的。
And so if we are not able to forgive and bear one another, then this lesson of foot washing should be new to us.
所以主耶稣知道要卖他是谁，他还是洗他的脚。
So Jesus, even though he knew who was about to betray him, he still washed his feet.
我们再看，回来看十三章啊，约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn back to John 13.
十二节
John 13 verse 12
耶稣洗完了他的脚就穿上衣服对门徒说我向你们做你们明白吗
So when he had washed their feet taken his garments and sat down again he said to them Do you know what I have done to you
十三节
Verse 13
我称呼夫子是主不错我本来是
You call me teacher and lord and you say well for so I am
所以主耶稣没有否定他是主
So Jesus did not deny that he was the lord
十四节
Verse 14
我是你们的主，你们夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你要彼此洗脚。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
所以这个就是代表一个谦卑的服事。
This represents a servitude with humility.
因此，主耶稣来世界，他说：“我不是要被人服事，我是要服事人。”
Jesus said that he came to this earth not to be served, but to serve.
那这就洗脚礼就是榜样。
And this act of foot washing serves as an example.
所以我们在人世间团体都有在想谁最大。
And so in all of our human organizations, we often want to determine who the leader is or who the greatest one is.
那有时候我们在教会讲，那谁最大
？And oftentimes we see this in the church too. Who was the greatest in the church?
圣经说，你如果我们如果谦卑像小孩这样服侍人，在神的国就是最大。
The Bible teaches us that if we humble ourselves and put ourselves as low as that of a child, then we shall be greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们加入这个教会的精神，就是学习主耶稣服侍别人。
And so when we are added to the church, we need to learn from the Spirit of Christ to serve others.
那教会在彼此服事当中，用彼此的恩赐来造互相造就，这样在成长。
And the church grows by serving each other and edifying each other.
所以这个教会啊，就是服事当中能够合一。
And so through our service to each other, we can become one.
这是洗脚礼的道理。
This is the teaching regarding foot washing.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
你们知道这事，若去行就有福了。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
这个再一次证明，这不是文化。
This again confirms that this is not part of culture.
如果是犹太人文化，跟祝福没有关系。
If this is part of Jewish culture, then it would have nothing to do with the blessing that he mentions here.
这是神的诫命，是典礼。
This is a command from Lord Jesus. This is a sacrament.
所以，如果我们能够行这样的教训，就有福气了。
And so, if we can follow according to his teaching, we will be blessed.
所以我们现在要根据圣经的教训来为新受洗的童年洗脚。
So, according to the teaching in the Bible, we are going to perform foot washing for our newly baptized brother.
那我们唱诗。
And so let us sing him together.